Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf Shiras Panto Lui Nishmas Tam B'Yakov Shalom and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Emzayin. The Gemara in Mudalef in the end brings the story of Shuv and Prachio, who ran away to Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. When he came back, he had this Talmid that misunderstood what he said when he spoke about the Nesach Sanyo. And then Shuv and Prachio pushed him away, and that Talmid went, it was Choytu Machtes Yisrael. According to a Girso, which is brought down the Goyz Tziyunim, the correct Girsa of the Gemara is that this Talmid of Yeshua ben Prachio is Yesho HaNotzri. It's Yoshke. He is the one who went and was Machti Am Yisrael and created a new religion. Rav Eliyashiv over here in the Aros and many others have a problem with this. Because Yeshua ben Prachio was in the middle of Bayis Sheni. He lived around 200 years before Churban HaBayis. And the Yeshua that we know, that we consider to be the head of, the one who started the Christian religion, he lived towards the end of Bayis Sheni. He lived in the Tkufa of Shammai and Hillel. It's a different Tkufa. So how can you say that this is Yeshua HaNotzri? That's why the Yeshua brings the question that many bring this Ha'ara. But the truth is, Toitzes HaRosh already addresses it. Toitzes HaRosh brings the Girsa, this is Yeshua HaNotzri. And the footnote of Mosad Hav Kook on the Toitzes HaRosh, they sent also to Toises in Shabbos Daf Kuvdal Damud Beis, a Toises that was removed by the censor. And there Toises brings, you should know, a name that's mentioned there in the Gemara, Ben Satedo, is not Yeshua Notri, because Yeshua Notri is in the time of Shuv ben Prachio, as brought down in our Gemara and Soito. So clearly the many of the Rishonim do have the Girso that the Talmud of Shuv ben Prachio over here is Yeshua Notri. But Toises HaRosh points out what Rav Yashvi asked, says the point to Yisrosh, but Yeshua Notri is much later in history. He's closer to Churban HaBayis. Yisrosh brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafim Gimel, a Gemara that was also removed by the censorship and is brought down today in the Agos Tziyunim. And there it says that they killed Yeshua Notri because the fact that he was Meisi Sumidiyach Esam Yisro. Says to Yisrosh, that Yeshua Notri mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He lived right before Churban HaBayis. He's the Yeshua Notri that we know from historical records that we're talking about right before Churban HaBayis. But we have a problem. What about the Yeshua Notri mentioned in our Gemara? Again, Toises and Shabbos and Toises HaRosh learn that does the Yeshua Notri. How do we answer that with the fact that Yeshua Notri comes closer to the end, to close to Churban HaBayis? The truth is, this is a topic which is more of a historical topic, which is beyond the scope of the Shir, the Shur Machshava Shir. Just want to bring over here what's brought down Divrei Rabbi Seinu to address this question. And there's much more to expand upon that, a topic which will leave more for historians. The Toises HaRosh says the answer is that there was two Yeshua Notri. There was Yeshua Notri that was doing Bayis Sheni in the middle of Bayis Sheni, that he was a Talmid of Shuv ben Prachio. And there was another one in the end of Bayis Sheni. I heard from someone that the idea was that throughout the 200 years in the end of Bayis Sheni, there was a movement of people trying to create new religions. We know that throughout that time, we had the Tzdukim and the Baitusim, each coming with their own agenda, how to change the Torah. So it was a movement, it was one of these isms that you had in Am Yisrael, one of these Tkufas in Am Yisrael, where there were people, there were Jews, that were coming trying to create different changes in the religion of Am Yisrael. And at the end of the day, came out Yeshua Notri with a whole new religion. The one 20 years before, he has the same name. He also tried to create a religion, and he was not yet successful. It took 200 years later for it to come to fruition. So this is the answer that Toises HaRosh brings. In Seder HaDoros, he says a big chiddush. Question is, where does he know that? Probably based on this question. He said, Yeshua ben Prachio, true, he lived in the middle of Bayis Sheni, but he lived for a very long life. He lived over 200 years. And he also was towards the end of Bayis Sheni, and therefore he had his Talmud was Yeshua Notri. This is obviously a big chiddush, and you need to find more of a source to it. But it's important to point out that the Ramban and Sefer HaVikuach, the argument that he had with the Goyim, with the priests about Judaism, and as the footnote there brings, that's also brought down the Sefer HaKabbalah of the Ravid. The Ravid goes through the different Tainoim that we had. They both say that according to Jewish history, according to Jewish records, Yeshua Notri lived 200 years before Churban HaBayis. And the fact that the Nutzrim want to say they live towards the end of Churban Bayis, they have the agenda. The agenda is they want to say that Beis HaMikdash didn't exist so many years after Yeshke was revealed. But the truth is, it's not true. He lived 200 years before Churban Bayis. He died many years before. And only later, some people came and continued the religion that he started 200 years earlier. According to this, our Gemara is very clear that Rav Shimon ben Prachya was the Rebbe of Yeshua Nutzri, and there's really only one Yeshua Nutzri, according to the Ramban and the Ravid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.